Kyle. How are you this morning?
Oh, just trying to recuperate from that state loss last night. That was tough. But you know what? They made it thrilling at the end. They got me off my chair and pacing there at the end.
Yeah, they did. And you know what? I kind of got frustrated, and I just tried to turn my head and bury it in the pillows, and then they started fighting back. And as I've said earlier in the show, Kyle, the game last night went much like the season. They struggle with shooting. They struggle in the first half, dig themselves a big hole, and just couldn't dig out of it.
Yeah, you know, and it seemed like that was the way during tough teams, too, you know, like the Duke or Texas game. You know, they were really competitive in the UConn game, and you thought, oh, wow, they could win this game. And in the end, they just didn't. Yeah, you're right, it was a reflection of the whole season.
Interesting letter, email that went out to MEA members, and the way MEA President Ira Salters worded it, it was almost threatening, and I'm going to quote from this letter. Let me be clear on what it means. It authorizes the MEA to engage in significant activities up to and including a work stoppage that would increase the pressure on our legislators. This is part of an email that went out to MEA members. What's your take on that?
Yeah, what the board of directors for the MEA are doing is asking the local bargaining units, which are 1,100 in the state, to consider what kind of actions should be taken to combat the 5% across-the-board cut to school aid. And one of the things that they're asking the locals to consider is should work stoppages be part of the equation? And so the board of directors and their president, Ira Salters, is giving the locals until April 15 to come back with what the vote is. And they're going to listen to the locals and see what they want to say. And if the locals say, yeah, I mean, we're willing to do a strike, even though they're illegal in Michigan, you know, that's what we got to do to protest what we see as cuts that are going to impact our communities, our children, and they need to be stopped.
Well, it appears these cuts are going to come. They are coming in other ways, shapes, and forms. There's legislation that is empowering administrators, if you will, and taking the power away from the workers and the unions. Is the MEA just posturing, or are they really going to live up to this possible threat to strike, which is illegal?
Well, I think they're going to live up to it if that's what the local folks want. I mean, they've already done everything that they can do within their power. I mean, they have no real sway in the legislature right now because there is no Democratic majority in either house. They've already done several protests, and I'm sure there's going to be more before this this year is out. But at the end of the day, they got to get folks' attention. I mean, the protests are nice and everything, but they don't really influence the decision makers. I mean, what influences legislators are folks back in their home districts. And if, you know, the teachers in their district are deciding to strike, that means that either the lawmaker's kids or, at the very least, his or her constituents' kids aren't going to school. And so that's a problem. I mean, that gets people's attention. I mean, they're looking for things that get the legislators' attention right now. And right now, even rallying 3,000 people in front of the Capitol lawn and having five people, you know, try and spend the night in the middle of the Capitol, that's not really getting any of the lawmakers' attentions right now.
And I wanted to get your take as hundreds of UAW workers at the Wayne County Ford Assembly Plant booed the governor when he was there to speak. Well, what's your take on that?
Well, I think that they're frustrated from what they're hearing from their union officials about what the lawmakers in Lansing are trying to do with chipping away at certain things that they've been able to take to the bargaining table. You know, these measures the House have been taking up concerning project labor agreements and Public Act 312, binding arbitration for police and fire. I mean, those are just kind of the tip of the iceberg. And, you know, I think they're just hearing that the Republicans in general are anti-union, and they're kind of painting everyone with a broad brush. You know, Snyder himself hasn't proposed any of that. The only thing that I think that he can accurately be tagged with is this emergency financial manager law now that allows a manager, an emergency manager, to go in and cancel union contracts. And, you know, I guess you can attach that to them. I just think that that's their frustration. I would say, though, that I've been really surprised by Rick Snyder's reaction to all this. He is not engaging in any negative back and forth at our press conference or at his press conference on Wednesday. We asked him several times and tried to bait him into going after folks who have mischaracterized what the emergency financial managers bills did, and he didn't bite on any of it. He's got this relentless positive action type thing going, and so you know he said that people he understands folks are going to be upset, but he hopes that they continue to talk with him and read what kind of action he wants to do, and continues to talk about shared sacrifice. So he's not dissuaded right now, even if 100 folks are booing him at the Ford plant.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Kyle Malin, who's the editor of the MIRS newsletter, and I'm reading from the newsletter now at MIRSnews.com. One of the stories talked about Michigan State Troopers Association has heard the chatter that county sheriffs can patrol the freeways at a savings to taxpayers. Talk about that story.
Well, what happened is the Michigan State Police Troopers Association and the group is concerned that the Snyder administration or either of the legislative bodies are going to put out a proposal that would eliminate state troopers or at least state troopers on patrol and then hand those duties over to the county sheriff. And so what they did is they hired public sector or Anderson, one of them, to conduct a study to see who is more effective in patrolling the streets. Is it the state police or is it the county sheriff? Now, since the troopers paid for the study, it should not be any surprise that the study came back saying that the troopers can do it at a more cost-effective rate. And so they're kind of leaking this study out to show folks, hey, you don't want to get rid of us because we're saving the taxpayers' money as opposed to the county sheriff. Now, I think in the end, though, I don't think that this study is going to necessarily be needed. Rick Snyder has not expressed any desire at all to eliminate state police road patrols, and neither has either house of the legislature right now. You know, what they're finding as they're looking into this matter is that there are specific parts of the state where state police road patrol is actually very much needed, and in other parts of the state, maybe not so much. And then the other thing they're finding is that the state police do become kind of a default law enforcement unit for a lot of these areas where budget cuts have decimated the county sheriff. And so they end up becoming actually the law enforcement out there. And I think
Kyle, I got to put a check in here. I've got to get to break. I'll talk with you soon. Thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure, Tony.